الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, in a certain era, one person approached 700 great awliya of his time and he posed 4 questions. And the 700 saints all had given the same answers. People of the past, they were thirsty for knowledge. They understood that knowledge is light, knowledge is power, knowledge is guidance, and knowledge is direction. If a man has got knowledge, then he's got direction in his life. And no one can take the knowledge away from him. And no one can deceive him, no one can fool him. Because he's got knowledge. He's understood, he's learnt, he can put things in perspective. He studied. He took out time to go and understand things, study things, learn things. So people will not be able to deceive him. Anyway, the 4 questions that he posed, the first question he asked was, Man a'qalu an-nas? Who is the most intelligent person? Obviously, intellect is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intellect is something that Allah has given us as a gift. And we always want to use it to the best of our ability. A person must not be foolish in life. He must not be ignorant. He must use his intellect and try to understand things correctly. So the 700 awliya all had given him one reply. Tarikul Itham. The man who leaves out sin is the most intelligent person. Now you see this man, he won't just talk anyhow. He won't just say anything. People are talking but he's keeping quiet. That's a mark of intelligence. That's a sign of intelligence. Why? He doesn't want to get involved in backbiting. He doesn't want to make ghibat. People are using their cell phones anyhow. They're just viewing anything, everything. But this man is a very intelligent man. He will make sure he won't see anything that is of an impermissible nature. He'll make sure he'll not view anything that is detrimental to him, that is detrimental to his iman, that is dangerous to his iman. He will watch how he'll use his eyes. He will watch how he'll use his ears. He will be careful of how he uses his tongue. He will be careful of how he thinks, the thoughts that come into his mind. Shaitan sometimes will put some wrong thoughts in his mind, some negative thoughts against someone. Immediately he'll understand, oh, this is from Shaitan. I shouldn't be thinking like this. I shouldn't be entertaining these doubts. I shouldn't be entertaining these thoughts. That's an intelligent man. So the first question that he posed was, who is the most intelligent person? And 700 awliya had replied, Tarikul Itham, the man who leaves out sins. Why? His iman is too valuable to him. His link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too valuable to him. His good deeds are too, he can't go and destroy his good deeds. Imagine now the man spending hundreds of thousands of rands. He's going for Hajj, he's going for Umrah, he's doing so many good deeds. But he's just destroying those good deeds by backbiting, speaking bad about this person, speaking bad about that person. All those good deeds are going to go. If you don't settle those scores in this dunya, you don't make tawbah, you don't make istighfar, then on the day of Qiyamah, before you know it, those good deeds will be gone. They will be distributed. Why? Someone you're swearing, someone you're insulting, someone you're falsely accusing, you're backbiting, you're hitting someone, you're abusing someone. All those good deeds are going. We need to be very, very careful. So intelligent person will not commit any sin. The second question was close to the first question. Man aqyasun nas? Who is the most wise person? Or you could say the most witty person. Most wise, most witty. So the 700 awliya all had given one reply. Alladhi la yugharru bi shayin. That person who is not deceived with anything. Remember, respected friends, this is the era of deception, literally. What we are passing through now is the era of deception. The amount of deception that is happening in every circle, in every department, is something we cannot even fathom. Because most people, they, you know, have good thoughts. Sometimes they just take things on the surface. But if you really go into the reality of things, you will find that there's so much of deception. So the most wise person, the most witty person, is a person who is not deceived. لا يغرر بشيء. There's nothing that deceives him. Why? He's a wise man. He doesn't just jump to conclusions. He doesn't come to conclusions in haste. He'll find out. He will make inquiries. He's not just going to get caught up with something. He's not just going to get deceived with something. Let me go and find out. Let me ask. I will ask learned people. I will ask people of understanding. And then I will realize the whole truth of this, whatever it is. So as we mentioned, this is the era of deception. For example, now, every now and again, you'll read in the news about Iran and what Iran is doing and how Iran is supposed to be helping the Muslims. Now, there's so much of that information that is not accurate. Unfortunately, nowadays, we don't take out time to understand history. That's one of our biggest problems. We don't know history. So if you talk about Shias, people don't know who the Shias are. They don't know what ideologies they have. They don't know the harm Shias had caused to the Muslims throughout history. In fact, if you look in history, you will find, very rarely will you find Shias fighting with Kufar. Most of their wars were with the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And there is an authentic hadith, Sahih Muslim. You know, first comes the Quran Sharif, most authentic. Second comes the Bukhari Sharif. Third in authenticity is Sahih Muslim. In fact, even there is some deliberation and discussion on the ulama that between Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari, which is more authentic. But the majority will say that Sahih Bukhari is more authentic. But third in line is Sahih Muslim, wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already informed us. Signs of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already told us. He said when Dajjal comes out, يَتْبَعُ الدَّجَّال مِنْ يَهُودِ إِسْفَهَانِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا عَلَيْهِمُ التَّيَارِسَ. From the Jews of Isfahan, which is a city in Iran, central Iran, couple hundred kilometers out of Tehran, 70,000 Jews will follow Dajjal, and upon them will be the talits, the prayer shawls that the Jews use. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us. On one hand, it seems like these people, you know, they are arch enemies of Jews and arch enemies of Israel and what have you. But on the other hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already, and if you go and do research, you will find that there are already good couple thousand Jews that are in this place already, living very comfortably, living very happily. In fact, people will tell you that Jews in Iran have got more privileges than the Sunnis have got. The Sunnis that are living in Iran are under oppression. Very difficult in Tehran to find a masjid, a Sunni masjid. You'll find the temples that the Shias have put up. But to find a Sunni masjid is very difficult. So what I am telling you is, don't be deceived. Be careful of deception. Because if you go into the history of Shiism, who had started off Shiism? In which era did it start off? In the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. A Jew by the name of Abdullah bin Sabah, he had started off this whole movement. Now time does not permit us to go into details, but I am just warning you and telling you, be careful, be alert. Don't be foolish and don't be gullible. Because there's so much of all this different news that is circulating. Just go 10 years back, and still it continues till this day and time, and see what was the problem in Syria. Go and see what happened in Syria, what the Shias did to the Muslims and the Sunnis. Go and find out. Do your own research. Ask people from Syria. If you know someone from Syria, sit down and talk to him who was there and witnessed. Or ask the organizations that went to work there, that will tell you that masjids were blown up, Quran Sharifs were burnt. This is the group of people you are talking about now. You need to be wary, you need to be careful. So this is the second question, is الَّذِي لَا يُغَرُّ بِشَيْءٍ. A witty man, a wise man, is not deceived, he is not fooled. Don't be deceived, don't be fooled. A lot of things is being put before us, that is lies, that is deception. The whole truth is not put before us. So we will not know the reality. But however it is, an intelligent person, a wise man, he will find out, he will investigate, and he will not be deceived, he will not be fooled. Allah protect us, not going very far. This is happening in Durban. You know, we never thought it was happening in Lodium already for very long ago. And now it's in Durban. Where are you getting people who outwardly seem to be influential speakers? They are talking out against Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان نبي بعدي لكان Umar ibn al-Khattab. If there was a Nabi after me, it would have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. People don't even know this. They don't even understand the magnanimity. You know how dangerous it is to speak out against Sahaba. You can lose your iman. One of the outstanding features of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that we will never ever speak out about Sahaba. Even if a Sahabi made a mistake in his life, we will say he made a mistake. But this is a very great man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the mistake. Allah ta'ala already declared, Allah ta'ala forgave them. They also were human beings. There could have been some mistakes that they made. I'm saying even in a case where there was a mistake. Yeah, there's no mistake. It's pure misquotation. Every group will quote to you Quran and Hadith. Every group will quote to you Bukhari, Muslim, but because you are not knowledgeable, you do not have the understanding. Some years ago, in somewhere around Ispingo Rail, Orient Hills, this area, these people will target the people who do not have that level of knowledge. They know who to target. Even Haramain Sharifain, Allah protect, people are going for Umrah Hajj, we know. The Salafi regime, the Wahhabi regime. Now that too, you have to go and study history to see how the British used the Wahhabi regime to weaken the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire was a very great threat to the non-Muslim forces of the world. They knew this Ottoman Empire, when this Ottoman Empire was collapsing, our ulama from India They did collection after collection. Women even gave their jewelry. They sold their jewelry and they sent money. They said, we have to try and protect the Ottoman Empire. But the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, major signs had to start taking place now that the Ottoman Empire collapsed. But if you go and look into the history of the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, you will find how the Wahhabi regime were used. And if you know what those people did, where they went to cities and they massacred, murdered Muslims, they raped women. But again, the history is not before us. We don't know the history. We don't take the time to find out. We don't want to understand things. So that is why we are falling into confusion. So you'll get people now in Haramain Sharifain. Person will come to you with some literature. They know who to go to. They won't just come to anyone and everyone. Someone, they'll see, got a big beard, and they see this person is a person that got knowledge. They won't go to him. They'll go to people, they'll give them literature, they'll tell you, see, this is Quran, this is Sunnah, this is Hadith, this is this. But we all know about Quran, Sunnah. See, all these ulama studied all this thing already, studied all these kitabs. They know exactly what is there. It's not anything new. Some once, Jamaat from our students, they went out about a few years ago, it has been. They've been to a certain area, I won't mention the name of the area. One person came and he started cross-questioning them. You know, now they'll ask you questions like, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's a famous question that they ask. Where is Allah? What that got to do with you? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But they'll ask you those types of questions to confuse you. So these students happen to be in the beginning years. They just maybe pre-first year, first year. They didn't come to all these discussions as yet. These are all big, big discussions. Whole books have been written on this now. You're just one man coming telling you one thing. You're getting carried away. You're getting fooled. But I'm telling you the story to show you the answer to these people. For laymen, what's the best answer? So these students were not well versed with all this different information, but they knew that this is a deviated sect. They already made out. So what they told him is, see, we are not in the position of answering your questions. But let's do this tomorrow morning. Now it was night time. There is a madrasa near here. One of our madrasas, a prominent madrasa. We will go to the madrasa. We'll go with you. We'll go with you. And we will speak to the senior ulama that are in the madrasa. Let's go there and you put all your queries forward now. All your objections or all your proofs or whatever you're claiming. The man never pitched up the next morning. He never came. So a lot of these people, when you tell them, okay, alhamdulillah, the jamiat is near here, or there's a madrasa, or there's some senior mufti here, or some alim, let's take your queries and go to him, because he understands things better than we understand, and you're not going to be able to fool him, you're not going to be able to deceive him, you're not going to be able to misquote things before him. Then you see that conveniently, then they shy away. Then they move back. So if you really got so much of research, or so much of knowledge, like you claim to have, you following Quran and Sunnah, let's take it and take it to the relevant authorities. So we need to be very, very wary. Remember, we've mentioned this before, and I'm mentioning it again. In the words of Mawlana Binuri Rahmatullah Ali, every day there's a new fitna that comes out with the sun. When the sun rises, there's a new fitna. So there'll be new groups, there'll be new sects, there'll be people coming with different color turbans, different types of topis, different groups, different ideologies. Just be careful. Be careful, be wary. Don't be deceived, don't be carried away. Because remember, if you are deceived, it's going to affect your iman. It's not going to harm anyone else. Life will continue. Allah will protect his deen. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need me, and Allah doesn't need you, and Allah ta'ala doesn't need anyone. Allah will protect his deen. There will always be people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring to protect this deen. But if we are deceived, if we are carried away, then it is to our own detrimental. That may be, we may die in that condition. We don't know whether our iman will be intact, or we will lose our iman. Allah protect our iman. We need to make dua all the time for our iman, the iman of our children, our progenies. So the second question that the person posed to 700 awliya is, who is the wisest person? And they all said, Alladhi la yugharru bi shay. That man who is not deceived with anything. Just go very quickly to the third and fourth question. The third question was, Man aghna an-nas? Who is the wealthiest person? Everyone wants wealth. Everyone wants to be rich. So 700 awliya said, the wealthiest person He is al-qani'u, the person who got contentment. If you got contentment in your life, you got the greatest wealth. Remember, you are the richest man. You are the happiest man. Allah makes this dunya jannat for you. Because you wake up, you're happy. You sleep, you're happy. You're so content with what Allah Ta'ala gave you. And that's what we need to inculcate within our hearts. Contentment. And the fourth question was, man afqaru nas? Who is the poorest man? 700 awliya all replied, tarikul qana'ah. The person who doesn't have contentment. The man who doesn't have contentment, he can have millions, he can have billions. He can be going for holidays every week. He can be flying to different destinations of the world. He is the poorest man. Why? Because he's never happy in his heart. He's never satisfied in his heart. Always looking for more. Greed got the better over him. He needs to get this, he needs to get that. So this man will never really enjoy the comforts and luxuries of this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.